Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Should the gray wolf still be designated as an endangered species? Also known as the timber wolf, it was first designated by the federal government as an endangered species in 1974. In the decades since, the gray wolf has been taken off the endangered species list twice, but been subsequently reinstated. It was relisted early last year as a result of a federal court decision 15 months ago. The population of the gray wolf across Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota is now 5 times larger than when the species was first designated as endangered. Numbers had grown so large that the federal government 10 years ago issued permits to the states of Michigan and Wisconsin to kill the excess population. Today, the populations are large enough that gray wolves are becoming a menace to livestock and residential areas. State governments have been paying out growing payments to compensate people for losses suffered from gray wolf-caused harm to animal life and property. Recently, more than 3 dozen individuals signed a letter sent to the Federal Fish and Wildlife Service asking for the gray wolf to be removed or delisted from the endangered species roster. The people who signed this letter were mostly current and retired employees of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or the respective state wildlife agencies. In fact, multiple signers to this letter previously advocated that the gray wolf be designated as an endangered species. Beyond the biological fact that the species is no longer actually endangered is a more practical reason to consider delisting the gray wolf. To the extent that the general public considers the gray wolf to be a growing nuisance, that will discourage people from respecting the existence of the species. This could further lead to people rejecting the validity of any animals listed as endangered species. Designating the gray wolf today as endangered appears to have been done for political reasons rather than to protect the species. Continuing to list gray wolves as endangered could end up harming their numbers. The courts and politicians should heed the experts on this issue. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.